Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. We see Jesus. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. I'm sure if you're like me, you have experienced times in your life where you have searched and searched and searched for something and it was right in front of you all the time. It's like the illustration of a man looking for glasses when they were on his forehead and he couldn't see them. I have to confess that sometimes I have looked for my glasses and then suddenly realized I was wearing them all the time. All too often we fail to see Jesus at work in our life. The salvation that he gives, the victory that he assures, the confidence that he instills in us when we offer ourselves totally to him, to be used by him in the way that he sees fit. The important thing is that we never take credit for anything that we do in our life. It's all to the glory of God. And those things which are of value are things in which Jesus has touched and empowered and given new life to. Look around you. Be aware of your life. We are entering into a season where many people will be celebrating, but celebrating for the wrong reasons. Celebrating just to be celebrating, not really having the focus of attention on being thankful and celebrating the birth of Jesus. We need to see Jesus more than we ever have before. Open our eyes, Lord, that we might see you. And this is our prayer, Lord, that as we look around us, that we might see those who have need, that we might be the Jesus in our life to those around us. Let the Spirit of Jesus be seen in us. Let the glory of God shine through us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.